لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to another episode of series Self-Reformation. The last Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, The people who sit in such a gathering in which Allah Almighty is not remembered, nor do they send a salat ala nabi upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, such a gathering will be a cause of regret for them on the day of judgment. So, if Allah Almighty wills, He will punish them, and if He wills, He may pardon them, meaning He may forgive them. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Hamid bin Yahya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has reported, A Khurasani man lived in the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah for 60 years. He was a devout worshipper, an ascetic, and a trustworthy person. He would spend his days reciting the Holy Quran, and his entire evening would be spent in performing tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. The people would leave their entrustments with him. He became friends with a pious man. On one occasion, the pious friend needed to travel, and he placed 10,000 dinars, gold coins, in the trustment of his Khurasani friend and set off for his travel. On the return from his travel, he came to know that his Khurasani friend had passed away. The pious man went to the heirs, meaning the inheritors of the Khurasani friend, and asked him about the entrustment to be returned. They expressed their lack of knowledge about the matter. So, this pious man presented himself before the esteemed scholars of Makkah al-Mukarramah and mentioned his incident. The scholars said, We hope through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the Khurasani deceased is a paradise dweller, and the souls of the paradise dwellers are present in the well of Zamzam. So after half of the night has passed, look into the well of Zamzam and call out in the following manner, O so-and-so, son of so-and-so, where is my entrustment that I gave you? You will get a reply. So the pious man did as instructed, and he did so for 3 consecutive days. However, he did not receive a response back from the well of Zamzam. The pious man then returned back to the scholars. The honorable scholars recited, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and stated, We think he may be a dweller of hell. Now you will need to go to Yemen and locate a well named Barhut. Then call out to him like you did before, because the soul of the hell dwellers are found there. The pious man reached Yemen and found the well of Barhut and called out, O so and so, son of so and so, I gave you my entrustments, where are they? After a while, the sound of the Khurasani men could be heard. So this pious man in the state of worry asked, You are a devout worshipper and an abstinent of the world. How did you end up in this punishment? The Khurasani man replied, My worship was apparent to you. However, there was one sin which caused all my worship to become void and caused me to be afflicted with punishment. My sin was that I had one sister who was disabled. And I did not look after her. Rather, I cut off relations with her. I did not care for her, nor did I ask anyone about her state. When I died, this was what I was held accountable for. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, How could you forget about your sister? She did not have clothes, and you were fully dressed and living your life. She was suffering from hunger while you were eating to your fill. She was thirsty, whereas you drank and quenched your thirst. I swear by my honor and majesty, I will not show mercy to the one who severs ties. O angel, go, take him to the well of Barhut and throw him in. Hence the angel of death, alayhi salam, put me into this well, and now I am being punished. O my brother, please go to my sister and ask her to forgive me and find a way to grant me salvation from this punishment. It could be that Allah Almighty may forgive me, as beside this, The sin of cutting ties, I do not have any transgression, I do not have any sins. This pious person asked, Where are my entrustments? The Khurasani man replied, "It is buried in so and so corner of my home. Go and find it there." Therefore, the pious man went to the place where he was told that his entrustment would be. He dug out his belongings and he went to meet Khurasani man's sister. After acquiring some information about her whereabouts, he reached the disabled sister and told her the entire incident. After listening to this, the sister began to cry, and the pious man asked her to supplicate for her brother. However, she complained about her poverty. This Khurasani man's friend helped the sister out, and she was pleased. Now this man returned to Makkah al-Mukarramah to see if his friend had been freed from punishment or not. One day, he called out into the well of Zamzam, and the deceased Khurasani replied, "Alhamdulillah, I attained salvation from the well of Barhud. Now I am in peace and safety in the well of Zamzam." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've heard about a devout worshipper of Khurasan, that despite of all his acts of worship, he was seized due to mistreating his sister. Keep in mind that he had performed those acts in Makkah al-Mukarramah, where one good deed is equivalent to 100,000 good deeds. Within his worship, he would perform day-long of recitation of Holy Quran, and his evenings were spent in Tawaf of Khana-i Kaaba. Despite these good actions, despite these actions of such great caliber, he was still seized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, remember, we do not know the hidden divine plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about anyone. We do not know which action will be means of forgiveness or which sin will be means of punishment. We learn from this waqia that despite of this pious individual's numerous years of worship, because of severing ties and the sin of being careless in looking after his sister, he faced the punishment of imprisonment inside a well. How sad is it that today in our society, the sin of severing ties has become a painful illness, and there's no apparent way of escaping from it. Someone has either clashed with his father or has fought with his mother and is now living alone. Others have had quarrel. Others are fighting with their brothers and their own sisters. Some have disagreement with their sisters. Some have disagreement with their siblings. There are some who have a good relation with the outsiders. However, they do not get along with their uncles and aunts. Today, over tiny matters, relationships are being severed. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are a great number of lessons for us in this account of this Khurasani man. Remember, Islamically, it is wajib, necessary to keep ties with every relative. Whereas, if you're to adopt carelessness to not to meet them, to be well off and not to fulfill the needs of poor relatives, have your sister suffer through poverty while the brother enjoys lavish food and lavish life, with sisters not being able to afford the wedding of her own daughter, brother spending countless amount on their own son's wedding, having your sister wearing old clothes while brother have new sets of clothes every day, sisters pinning for a new sets of clothing while her brother gives expensive clothes to one another. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Islam gives us the teaching that if your brother or sister is in need and Allah has blessed you with wealth, it is necessary to take the responsibility of livelihood and for the wealth to be distributed the way it is to be done with inheritance ruling. Keeping ties with one's relative is so important that all previous Islamic laws have been given a command to maintain these ties, and it was made wajib upon all ummah. Covenant, meaning an oath, was taken from the children of Allah's beloved Prophet Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam. And after affirming belief in the oneness of Allah Almighty and treating parents well, part of that covenant was to keep ties with family relations. Hence, it is stated in chapter 1, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 83, translation from Kanzul Iman, "And we took a covenant from the children of Israel that do not worship anyone other than Allah and be good to parents and relatives." This verse, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, is an evidence of how important it is to be mindful of blood relations. Even before Islam, the act of keeping ties was an oath that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took through his prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in Holy Quran and has commanded the honoring of blood relations, with those who keep good ties with their relatives being classed as those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's been mentioned in chapter 13, Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse number 21. وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَن يُوصَلَ وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ وَيَخَافُونَ سُوءَ الْحِسَابِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And those who join what Allah has commanded to be joined and who fear their Lord and have fear for the harsh reckoning. In this relation to this verse, a few ahadith have been mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinan. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, the one who severs ties will not enter paradise. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in another hadith, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whosoever continues to fulfill the need of his brother, Allah Almighty will continue to fulfill his need. What a great way for fulfilling our desires, our needs, our want, and we should continue fulfilling the needs of our brothers. In another hadith in Bukhari Sharif, it has been stated that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, he who distances difficulty away from his brother, Allah Azza wa Jal will distance difficulty from him on the Day of Judgment. And what can one say about the difficulty of the Day of Judgment? It is going to be the worst difficulty of all. But the one who removes difficulty from his brother in this world will be rewarded as such. The difficulty from the hereafter, difficulty on the Day of Judgment will be removed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in another hadith, Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said, treating one's relative in a good manner brings about blessings in age and plentiful sustenance. Today we complain about not having enough sustenance, not having enough wealth. It could be a result that we may have severed ties with our relatives. But look, a great way of getting blessings and sustenance, treating one's relative in a good manner brings about blessings in age and plentiful sustenance. In Bukhari Sharif, in another hadith, Prophet ﷺ has said, behaving well with one's relative is to join the relation when it has severed. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Islam is such an admirable religion. Its rulings are easy to follow and it contains an entire system for living our lives. Within this, a deed may be small, but contains a huge amount of reward. From the moment a child is conceived in the womb of the mother, up until the admission into the grave, the entirety of every affair has been organized in a faultless system known as Islam. Laws and rulings concerning every field of life can be found within. Feeding milk to a child, then weaning them off the milk, nurturing them, educating them, careers, job, marriage, happiness, sadness, being wealthy or poor, being king or dignitary, being one who abstains from the delight of this world, or one who is married with children. Islam contains detailed laws and rulings pertaining to each and every field of life. Along with this, the rulings of Islam are extremely easy to follow and each individual is able to act upon them comfortably. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the religion of Islam contains a unique quality that in each and every law Islam has. It does not discriminate against anyone or lower the importance of anyone or attempt to remove anybody's identity. Islam has established such sturdy rules for domestic household affairs that by acting upon them, not only does the household become firmly rooted and peaceful, but the entire society at large become peaceful. This is because each respective household makes up a foundational portion of society. So if the household is strong, then society itself becomes strengthened. My dear viewers of Madani channel, where Islam has forbidden for children to even say oof in front of their parents, in the same place, it has placed the responsibility for raising children correctly upon the parents. On one side in Islam, my dear viewers of Madani channel, those who spend money are given such direction to make more food for your neighbors. And on the other hand, it has been stated, do not spread your hands in front of anyone by means of asking for them. This is because the giving hand is better than receiving. Men were given the order to lower their gaze and women given the order to not reveal their beauty as well as not to leave the house without reason. From one side, it is stated not to go any places considered reprehensible or blameworthy. And on the other side, it was stated to not harbor bad opinions about anybody. Elders were ordered to approach youngsters with softness and goodwill, and the young are ordered to respect their elders. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the household system established by Islam. Let's listen to what kind of household our pious predecessors used to live in and their lifestyle. Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina walayhi salatu wasalam, a great example, a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but look how much he loved his brother. Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, he made dua for his brother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in his holy words in the Holy Quran, chapter 9, Surah A'raf, verse number 151. Qala rabbi ighfirli wa li akhi wa adkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimin. Translation from Kanzul Iman, he, meaning Musa, submitted, O my Lord, forgive me and my brother, and take us into your mercy, and you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. In the tafsir of this ayah in Siratul Jinan, it is mentioned that this prayer of forgiveness is to teach the ummah. Otherwise, the honorable prophets alayhimu salam are all free from sins. For this reason, Sayyidina Musa ala nabina alayhi salatu was salam included his brother in the prayer, even though he had not committed wrongdoing of any kind. So that Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam, the brother of Sayyidina Musa ala nabina alayhi salatu was salam, would become happy with this, and his grandeur and status becomes visible to the nation. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the initial conduct of brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf ala nabina alayhi salatu was salam was extremely undurable. Yet he did not take revenge of any kind. Rather, he dealt with the situation by enacting kindness and forgiveness. In chapter 13, Surah Yusuf, verse number 92, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Holy Quran. قَالَ لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, he said, there is no criticism on you this day. May Allah forgive you, and He is the greatest of all those who bestow mercy. My dear viewers of Madani channel, it has been stated in a blessed hadith that whoever has three daughters or three sisters, or two daughters or two sisters, and he treats them well and fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their regard, meaning treats them well out of fear of Allah azza wa jal, then he will receive paradise. Allahu Akbar. To the extent in this regard, meaning treating your daughters well, treating your sisters well, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam joined his four fingers together and mentioned good news of attaining his company in paradise by saying, the one who does so and so will be with me in paradise. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, treating your sisters with excellence will not only be a means of gaining paradise, but the company of our master, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in paradise. Some of the honorable companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum gave huge sacrifices for their sisters, such as Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, for their well-being, upkeep and correct development. He married a widowed lady. When our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam heard of this, he prayed for an increase in blessing in this matter. Mufti Ahmad Yad Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, to raise two girls with heartfelt happiness, even if they are your daughters, sisters, or orphans, is a means of attaining closeness to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment. Whosoever attains close proximity to the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on that day, he will gain everything. Allahu Akbar. What a way to gain everything on the Day of Judgment. What a way to gain closeness to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, simply by treating your sisters well, simply by treating your daughters well. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the door through which Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu received the enthusiasm to maintain good treatment of his sisters, what can be said about him? Meaning, the last Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what can one say about his status? During the Battle of Autas, when opposing forces were defeated, the foster sister of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the daughter of Sayyidah Halima Sadiya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidah Shaima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, were also arrested. When she was presented in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to be identified, then tears rolled down his blessed eyes due to love for her. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam placed his blessed shawl on the ground and had them sit, gave them some camels and goat as gifts and stated, you are free. If you desire, you can stay with me. Or if you wish to head home, I will have you reach there. They expressed their desire to return home, and whilst blessing them with utmost honor and respect, he returned them back to their tribe. My dear viewers of Madani channel, no doubt the relationship between brother and sister should be exactly how Sharia has ordered for it to be. In the teachings of Islam, elders should maintain affection upon the young, and the young should maintain respect and honor of the elders. So then Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma states, the final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when addressing the honorable companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, once said, explain what kind of tree has leaves which do not fall and is the example of a Muslim. The son of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was present during this, and he states, the answer which arose in my heart was a day tree, but I did not consider it suitable to reply in the company of other prestigiously honorable companions, so so I remained silent. My dear Yusuf Madani Channel, he respected, he gave honor to those Sahaba Ikram alayhim wa ridwan. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself stated the answer that indeed it was a date tree. Upon returning, I mentioned it to my father. So then Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, concerning the answer to the question, I explained how I indeed knew the answer to the question, but out of respect and admiration for the companions, I remained silent. This is the indication of honor and respect the honorable companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum would treat their elders with and their high level of knowledge in these matters. Despite knowing what to say, out of respect for the elders, they would not present their answers as to not deface the elders or to embarrass them. But sadly, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, nowadays, the love and respect between the young and the old is not in the same state. Example of such modesty, such honor, such respect between young and old are seen few and far between. There's no affection from the elders towards the young, and there's no respect from the young towards the elders. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, do you know why good sentiments between young and old have ceased to exist? Why does nobody respect one another? Why do the young do not have kindness towards the elderly or respect the elderly figure? Why do those in higher positions have no affection or kindness on these below them? The main reason for this is Muslims are being distant from Islam and Islamic teachings. We send our children to expensive schools where they deliver worldly knowledge to speak with worldly people and raise their rank in society. However, we do not teach them how to implement any Islamic goals in their lives, nor how to prosper in the hereafter. We teach them how to be happy in this life and how to construct successful careers. But we deprive them from learning foundational, obligatory action and knowledge of even how to pray correctly. We sit completely forgetful of obligatory and necessary acts, but remain focused only in search of worldly jobs and prosperity in spite of this. We have extensive knowledge about worldly matters, but have no idea about anything what Islam offers us to do. Remember, every success of the world is hidden in following the rules of Islam. It is only the Islamic education that leads a person to worldly success and success in the hereafter. And the true success is a success in the hereafter. The main reason people go after worldly knowledge is that it leads to earning money. But in fact, the teaching of Islam shows us if you keep good relationship with your family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your risk. For the sake of money, a sibling will abandon their other sibling. Whereas Islam teaches us to maintain ties between brother and sister. And your money will be enriched with blessings. In order to be seen as a strong individual by the society, we cut ties with our close relatives. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, those who follow Islam, those who follow the teachings of Islam, they mend ties between the family. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, cutting ties with family members is also a result of a lot of diseases. Experts in worldly sciences themselves accept the fact that a person is subject to many illnesses upon being separated from their blood relations. This is why lack of tolerance and loneliness are frequently common and people are quick to fight with one another. Until we keep ties with one another in accordance with Islamic rules, we will not get rid of these issues in our society. We will continue to face these issues as long as we turn our faces from the system and live life according to our own fleeting whims and desires. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's hold the laws of Islam firmly as betterment of both the worlds lies in this. The one who maintains good relation with his family is the one with whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased. The one who maintains good relations with his family, the angels become happy with him. The one who maintains good relations with his family is praised. The one who maintains good relations with his family, his lifespan increases. The one who maintains good relations with his family has blessings placed in his risk and his sustenance. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the one who maintains good relations with his family will be saved from accountability on the day of judgment. The one who maintains good relations with his family will have a good death destined for him. And the one who maintains good relations with his family will be under the shade of Arsh on the day of judgment. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've previously heard that maintaining ties is wajib, referring to keeping ties as kinship with family. There are numerous benefits of doing so. Now let's talk about the fact that what exactly does it mean to have good conduct with your family members? امیر اہل سنت, فاؤنڈر آف دعوت اسلامی, مولانا محمد الیاس اتار قادری رضوی ضیاءی دامت برکاتہم العالیہ, پین اے بیوٹیفل ایکسپلینیشن آف گڈ کانڈکٹ ود ونز فیملی. ہی سیز مینٹیننگ ٹائز, میننگ کیپنگ گڈ ریلیشن ود فیملی, ہیز مینی ڈفرنٹ مینس. ون آف دیز از ٹو گیو گفٹس اینڈ پریزنس, اینڈ اف ان اینی سچویشن دے آر ان نیڈ آف ہیلپ دین ٹو اسسٹ دیم ان دیٹ میٹر. Also, to greet them with salam, traveling to meet them, to sit and spend time with them, to speak well with them, and to be kind and gracious in your approach towards them. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Sharia has issued respective orders for each family members, and that good relations should be maintained with all of them. Allama Yahya Ashraf Nawawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh explains who's most rightful of having good relationship and virtuous conduct with, and stated, the most deserving and rightful of good relation is the mother, then the father, children, paternal grandparents, brother and sister, then the remainder of blood relations, meaning infants, paternal aunts, uncles and maternal aunts. From amongst these, whosoever has most ties linking them to oneself will be given priority over the others. My dear viewers of Madani channel, alongside that there are many benefits and blessings in keeping good relations, there are also warnings when one severs ties, when one breaks ties. In chapter 13, Surah Ra'd, verse number 25, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَن يُوصَلَ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ اللَّعْنَةُ وَلَهُمْ سُوءُ الدَّارِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and they break what Allah has commanded to be joined and spread turmoil on the earth. Their share is only curse, and their destiny is the despicable abode. In Tafsir Siratul Jinan, it has been written that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to maintain good ties of kingship and join family relations together. Those who infringe and disobey this rule, commit disbelief and transgression, and spread dissension and controversy will be distant and deprived from the mercy of Allah Almighty on the Day of Judgment. Also, they will be kept in a wretched house, meaning fire of hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and fear Allah, in whose name you demand mutual rights, and be mindful of your blood relations. Dear viewers of Madani channel, there is no good in breaking family ties and relation. In actuality, it is harmful, harmful, and harmful. This is such a sensitive issue that even on the Day of Judgment, one will be asked, what kind of relations did you keep with your blood relatives? My dear viewers of Madani channel, in Sharia, always remember that it is impermissible to cut ties with any Muslim, and it is more severe to cut ties with family. How unfortunate is he who cuts ties with his family. One can get an inclination of such from the blessed hadith in which beloved of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the one who severs ties with his family will not enter Jannah. And in another hadith, it was explained that this person who cuts ties will not even smell the fragrance of Jannah. The one who finishes ties is cursed and unfortunate, and the doors of sky remain closed for him. The one who breaks ties with his family members is so unfortunate that the doors of the heaven are closed upon him. The honorable companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum would remove those who break ties of kingship from their gatherings, just as it is stated in a hadith. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhum was once sitting in a gathering during the morning and said, I make an oath by Allah Almighty concerning those who break ties of kinship that they should leave from here, so we may make dua of forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the doors of heavens remain closed upon the one who severs ties of kinship. Meaning, if such a person remains present, mercy will not descend and our dua will not be accepted. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we seek refuge from Allah Almighty and ask Him for well-being, that He protect us from such crimes and does not close the doors of His mercy upon us. Ameen bijahin nabiyin ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh, worry from my heart, take my hand.